When relapse happens, Calm Presence Without Shame or Panic in Addiction Recovery Ministry, relapse is one of the most painful moments a chaplain may encounter. A person may come with shame, fear, regret, secrecy, anger, or despair. They may say, I failed again. God must be tired of me, or I do not want anyone to know. The addiction recovery chaplain must be calm, clear, and wise. Relapse is serious, but panic rarely helps. Shame rarely helps. Harsh correction rarely helps. The recovering person needs truth, but truth must be carried with dignity and steadiness. A wise chaplain does not say, how could you do this? Or you should be stronger by now. A wise chaplain might say, I am sorry this happened. I am glad you told someone. Let's slow down and think about the next faithful step. That next step matters. The chaplain should not become the person's sponsor, counselor, treatment provider, or crisis manager. The chaplain helps the person reconnect with the right supports. That may include a sponsor, recovery leader, pastor, counselor, treatment program, trusted family member, or emergency service when safety is at risk. Relapse also requires careful attention to danger. Is the person intoxicated now? Are they alone? Are they talking about suicide? Is there overdose risk? Are they in withdrawal danger? Are they driving impaired? Is someone else at risk? These questions are not asked to shame the person. They are asked to protect life. A chaplain must never promise absolute secrecy. Confidentiality matters, but safety comes first. If there is credible risk of harm, overdose, abuse, violence, or self-harm, the chaplain must involve appropriate help. A relapse conversation should include both compassion and responsibility. Compassion says, you are not beyond hope. Responsibility says, this cannot stay hidden if your life or someone else's safety is at risk. The chaplain can pray, but should ask permission. Would it be helpful if I prayed with you right now? The chaplain can share scripture, but should do so gently and with consent. A person in shame may not need a long teaching. They may need a steady reminder that Christ calls sinners, restores the broken, and leads people into the next step of truth. Relapse is not the end of the story. It is also not something to minimize. The chaplain's calling is to remain steady, protect dignity, protect life, encourage honesty, reconnect the person to recovery support, and point toward Christ-centered hope. A calm chaplain can help a hurting person take the next right step.